Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Now I've got Jan from Iowa on the line, who's dealing with a contractor that didn't make good on his promises. How can we help you, Jan?
I can't get the money from him. He won't call me, or he won't answer the phone or nothing. I can't.
Let's start at the beginning, Jan. So tell us what happened.
Well, I hired him to fix up my sun deck, to shore it up and everything.
Okay.
Had to put stairs on it and everything, and then there's a little loose different places, you know.
Right.
He took the job, you know, and I paid for the materials as he got them, and let me fix it, and then everything's crooked on it. He left a jack there underneath there, and there's supposed to be a post there, you know.
So you get a contractor involved to fix up your sun deck. He purchased some materials, or you purchased some materials. He started putting some things together, and he basically left it half done and took off, and you haven't seen him since, right?
Well, no, he says he's all done, you know, and I paid him, you know, and I had the inspector come out, and everything was wrong. The steps are crooked. When you walk down them, you almost fall forward. And
all right. Now you've paid this guy?
Yeah.
You've paid him for the labor?
Yes, and I bought the parts.
So you paid him in full. Why did you pay him in full before the job was done?
Well, I thought it was done. He said it was all done.
Right. So at this point, you're probably going to have to take him to small claims court. There's a dispute about the quality of the work here. Unfortunately, it's going to have to be sorted out that way. You know, if he took your money and didn't do any work, then you could charge him with theft. And that's very effective, by the way. If you ever find yourself in that situation, if a contractor takes your money, just doesn't do the work, you can actually file a criminal complaint against them and charge him with theft. But since he did some of the work, but he didn't do it well, now it's a dispute over the quality of the work. And that's going to have to be sorted out in a civil suit. Unfortunately.
Yeah, but I haven't got any proof, you know, that I gave him money. I gave him cash.
Let me give you a suggestion. Next time you want to hire somebody, you know, stop hiring the guys that are walking up and down your street. Get online. Use a site like Angie's List. Find some good quality people with some reviews, and you won't have the same issues. Jan, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.